Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Today, we are going to jump right on into it. We are going to be talking about the fulfillment of you. Or, I guess, the fulfillment of yourself. I'm not sure which one is exactly grammatically correct, but you catch my drift of what I'm saying. So I've been doing a lot of reading and reflecting as per usual, and I just feel led to talk about this, and I hope that it resonates with you guys. I hope that it makes sense because I am also externally processing a lot. So I'm reading this book called Everything You'll Ever Need, You Can Find Within Yourself. And it's basically a little, I guess, poetry book that has a bunch of different sayings or quotes on different places that you are within your journey of discovering that everything you need is within yourself. And I want to start out by saying that one of the passages that really resonated with me is called Simply You. And it says, stop worrying about what other people think of you and focus on yourself instead. Focus on what makes you happy. Focus on what makes your soul feel at peace. You are your biggest commitment. So start loving your flaws, your awkwardness, your weirdness, your intensity, and your vulnerability. Life becomes so much more fulfilling when you are simply yourself. The world keeps spinning whether people understand you or not. So why not make this next trip around the sun about you? And I think this is so powerful because we hear so many different terms all the time that basically we are desensitized to it, whether it's love yourself, self-love, or be authentic to you. And we hear this so much, but I don't think that a lot of us really get it, especially until we actually have to go through it. What exactly does it mean when you actually have to put this stuff into action? And I think even for myself, what we think and how we define self-love is so different, I feel like, than when we actually have to put it into practice. And I think it just boils down to a matter of mindset, finding the balance of having the mindset and putting it into action. It's literally about loving yourself where you are in the moment and still pursuing the journey of getting to your best self, getting to your higher self. It's not about hating yourself until you are exactly where you want to be, because that's literally discrediting and hating the entire journey on your way to becoming who you are meant to be. And it's going to really make the experience not good, because you're just going to be very, you know, down about the entire journey. Oh, I don't want to go through this. Oh, this, you know, sucks. Why do I have to go through these types of things? Every single thing. You have to look at every lesson as growth, because it really also is about perspective. And it's so freeing to actually look at it from this way. To think, okay, that relationship didn't work out. What was this here to teach me? To think, okay, that friendship didn't work out. What was this here to teach me? Instead of taking those relationships and being like, well, this is why I don't trust people. And this is why, you know, people will always fail you. All these different things you're telling yourself and you're wondering why life isn't going to work out for you. It's about finding the balance in positivity, because I've said this before, just because you say, you know, positive things are going to happen doesn't always mean that it's going to happen. But also having a negative mindset certainly isn't going to make much of a difference now, will it? You have to trust yourself and trust that better things are going to come your way. And where does this start? This starts with trusting yourself. I was just talking to someone earlier and I said, when Taylor Swift said in her song, I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me, well, whether she meant it or not, think about people that have those types of things on their Instagram bios, or they post all the time, I trust no one, all these things. As an emotionally stable and intelligent adult, that makes you look very crazy, okay? It makes you look very unhinged in the sense where nobody wants to be around anyone that doesn't trust people. Why? Because it shows that you are not to be trusted. Why? Because people usually think people are just like them. So if you consider yourself to be a very trustworthy person, you're naturally going to assume that a lot of people are trustworthy too. If you are someone that thinks that everyone is out to get you and you're a skeptic, you're a very skeptical person, you question people's good intentions and things like that, it's because you don't trust that you have good intentions. And every emotion that we're feeling is all old. All the emotions. So whenever, you know, someone angers us, that's why it's called a trigger, right? It's triggering an old response in a different situation, and it's making us react the way that we are reacting. It's an old emotion that we are acting on. And the reason why this is so important to identify is because life is happening for you, not to you. It just depends on your perspective. Every single, you know, failed relationship in whatever way is life happening for you. All the people that you thought you couldn't live without and you're living and listening to this podcast, that was happening for you. Life is happening for you, for your benefit, okay? It's not just happening to you. You have to understand, you get in the driver's seat and you take ownership, you take accountability for exactly what's going on in your life. And it's not easy. I understand. I get it. I go through things too. We all want to blame other people. It's so much easier. The hardest person to forgive will always be ourselves. How do you show that respecting yourself, how does that reflect in your life? When we do things that add value to our lives, right? It adds to our self-respect. I always bring it back to fitness because it's just the easiest example. So if you know every morning you're waking up, you're going to Pilates, or whatever you do, you're going to the gym, you're working out, you're eating healthy, you have that morning routine, that adds value to yourself, and it also makes you respect yourself so much more. Something as little as that, to where when you're dating someone, that's a micro decision that you're going to make, like, I'm interested in dating people that are into fitness. Why? Because I am. It's just a very common sense sort of thing. There's a reason why if someone that's really, really into fitness, they're not going to date someone that, you know, doesn't care about diet, eats whatever they want, and lives a very sedentary lifestyle. There's a reason why you're not going to want to go after that person, because there's a certain discipline that you have that this other individual, you know, may not possess at the moment. And so you're already on two different planes of how you live your everyday lifestyle. Someone that's very active, of course, lives a very different lifestyle than someone who isn't. So I say that to say this. Again, that's a form of self-respect. So if some guy comes to you, let's say he's severely overweight and out of shape and all these things, you're not really going to be, you know, vibing with that individual because you already see a difference in lifestyle. Does that make sense? And you respect yourself enough to say, okay, I'm not going to date this person because I can clearly see we do not have the same interests. I am interested in, you know, figuring out how to take my body to the next level. This individual, that's not a priority of theirs. Their priority is somewhere else, whether it be, you know, being working hard at their job or whatever the case is. But you know, I respect myself enough to say, okay, I'm just not going to show this person attention just because they're talking to me. Like, I know what I want and I'm not going to settle for that. So if you think about it like that, right, in a very simple context, how does that translate into our everyday lives? If you know that every day you wake up, you have your routine, you're going to work, you're financially stable, or you're working towards being financially stable, you are way less likely, not impossible, but way less likely to settle and compromise for some guy who wants to sit at home all day and play video games. Why? Because you respect yourself enough already at that level that someone coming into your life and treating you in a disrespectful manner, you don't disrespect yourself, so you're not going to allow someone else to do that. You're not going to accept someone coming into your life doing less for you than you already do for yourself. Make sense? Because you already feel that you do a lot. You already know the value that you add to yourself, which increases your self-respect for yourself, which in turn increases how you date. It adds value to how you date because you know you live a certain lifestyle that you provide for yourself. You go about things in a very specific manner. You're not just going to allow any old person to just come in your life and show up. Does that make sense? So I think it's so important for us to understand that and think about it in that way, that it all boils back to, it all comes down to, I should say, you. It all comes down to your respect. And I say that because if we were to tell ourselves, I'm disrespecting myself right now, nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear I'm disrespecting myself by staying in this dynamic over and over again, allowing this person to break me over and over again, but I love myself and I respect myself. No, we don't want to hear something like that out loud. Okay, so if we were to say our behavior out loud, are you proud of it or not? Are you? Because if you can't say it out loud, then it's probably something that needs to change. You know, and that's just the harsh truth at the end of the day. Like, you have to understand that if something isn't working out, a lot of the times it's because you're better off without it. Okay? And this is why I reinforce the fact that rejection is direction. This person that was not able to see your value doesn't mean that you don't have any. All it means is that they were blocked from seeing your value so the right person can. And in the meantime, what can you do to continue to build your self-respect, to continue to build your self-love so that you are less tolerant and less susceptible to compromising with people that you shouldn't? It all boils down to this: self-love and self-respect. And tell yourself that, you know, okay, let's say you have something to do that you don't want to do. You know, you have to call, I don't know, your health insurance people. I don't want to do that. Try saying, I don't respect myself enough to get this matter handled right now, and see how that feels. Oh, you don't like that? Ooh, okay, then go change it. And I know that's so drastic and harsh. And maybe that's just the way I like to do things because I am a tough love type of person. But that's what's going to really encourage you to change. You know, that's really going to do it. That's what it boils down to. And to be transparent, this is what hit home for me, even as it pertains to my channel. It's like, I have to remember, wait a second, I'm actually helping people. I thoroughly enjoy helping people. I need to respect the sanctity of that and understand that I can't let my own doubts and my own fears get in the way of that, because I'm only going to be hurting myself. And there are things that I have to say that people need to hear. And am I really willing to disrespect myself and not let those things be heard when it can really transform and help people's lives? No, I don't like the way that sounds. You have to make all the things you plan inside your head happen. And start now, today, this second, of working on the life that you've already dreamed of, that you've always dreamed of. Because guess what? At the end of the day, sooner or later, you're going to have to start. Okay? And the only thing scarier than starting is regret. the only thing scarier than starting is regret. Every single successful person on the planet fails. But like Will Smith said, you have to fail forward. Fail forward. Scary, do it anyway. Do it anyway. I know for me, I would get so hard on myself, like, oh my gosh, I want my editing to look like this, and I don't want to upload this because they might not like this. And it's just like, I got to get out of my own head. I got to get out of my own way. How many of us right now listening to this, you just got to get out of your own way. Get out of your own way. And I said to myself, you know, I just got to be resilient. Because every experience, you know, the good and the bad will get me to where I'm supposed to be. All right? And I can't be afraid, you can't be afraid of messing up, because it's going to happen sometimes. Okay? And I just want to leave this earth, when I leave this earth, empty. Meaning I did absolutely everything that I can. I want to respect myself so much, add value to my life so much, that it reflects in who I date, who I'm allowing to consume my time, entertain me. Who am I entertaining? It even boils down to this, because there's always a pattern in the people that we date. If you date people that are constantly, they're super communicative in the beginning, and then they kind of fall off, you know, it's kind of like, in what ways does that reflect in your own life? Do you have goals and you're super consistent and then you just fall off too? And you don't think that there's a correlation between that? That a lot of the times the people that we date, there are mirrors or triggers for things that we need to work on? Yeah. Yeah. I think about things like that, because it's all related, and it all goes back to you and your self-respect. I need you to respect you before you expect others to respect you. I need you to show up consistently for you before you expect others to show up consistently for you. I need you to love yourself by fulfilling all of the things that you want to fulfill before you expect someone else to do it too. And you know what? While you're doing this on the way, you can find, or Mr. Right will find you. Doesn't mean you have to arrive and then everything's going to happen. That's not the case. There are plenty of people, I'm sure, that we all know that they have, you know, their partners with them and they're still elevating and growing. But always understand that it's better to be more of a whole individual before you get together with someone, because that way you're coming from a place of power, more certainty, decisiveness. You're not coming from a place of desperation. Okay. Oh, I really want to start this business and I'm not going to start it, but it's way easier to focus on maybe the successful guy that you're with because he has a business and you admire that quality in him. Next thing you know, you guys are together. You haven't started your business still. Your focus shifted to a we, and you've been admiring all his, you know, success and accolades that you haven't gotten around to doing what you want to do yet. That's the thing. As women, I also realize we are capable of doing so many things, and guys, they are more tunnel vision focused with a lot. So we'll be with a guy, put our dreams and hopes on pause, and they will be tunnel vision, eye on the prize, still working on what they need to work on. And we lose sight of what we want to do because we're too busy trying to help them. Or we are allowing them to do whatever they want to do, you know, in succeeding towards what they want to succeed in. And we are just not doing that at all, nurturing anything that we want to do. You have to understand that falling in love should never be an excuse to lose yourself. Ever. Being in a relationship is not an excuse to not follow your dreams and to just be lazy. And that's why I place emphasis on having that respect for yourself and being whole, because something like this is way less likely to happen, where you fall in love and all of a sudden you forget everything. Think about it. Think about it at a very surface level. You go to the gym every morning. Everything leads back to fitness with me. I cannot. You go to the gym every morning. You're not really necessarily going to want to do that at 6 a.m. Like you do on your own if you are spending the night at your boyfriend's house or whatever the case is. You're going to be like, let's just stay in. You know, maybe I'll go in at 10. Maybe I'll go in at 11. 10, 11 comes around. You are like, maybe I'll just take the day off. Like little things like that. It's like you have to maintain your own individuality. You have to have a strong sense of self and a strong routine to be like, okay, no matter what, I'm still going to do this. Okay? You have to really, really understand that the decisions that we make for ourselves will always reflect on the people that we allow in our lives. They absolutely are related, okay? At the end of the day, you have to feel these emotions, whether they are regret, even loathing, pain, grief, suffering. You have to feel in order to heal. That's why I always say, let it hurt and let it heal. Okay? Because at the end of the day, all you can do is trust your instincts and do what feels right to you in that moment. And this brings me back to my point where I said that everything is working for you and not to you. And you have to believe and have faith in that. You have to learn also to be gentle with yourself. And it's not easy finding that balance to be gentle with yourself. It's really not. And I think that, again, if there is an internal dialogue that isn't good, that isn't positive, and it's not provoking change, I should say. Like, for instance, with my example about self-respect and saying, okay, well, I just don't really respect myself enough right now to, you know, get this done. It puts you in a mindset that's provoking change. It's putting you in a mindset of, okay, well, what excuses am I genuinely telling myself why I can't get on the phone? Because this has to be done regardless. I can't get on the phone, make this call, take this business call to get done what I need to get done. What excuses am I telling myself? Besides, I just don't feel like it. When you get into the habit of doing the hard things first all the time, because our brains and the way that we're wired, it's wired for comfort. So anything that makes us uncomfortable, we naturally don't want to do it. And it makes sense, but we have to keep fighting that every day. Set the bar high every day to do the hard things. So we get into that and it builds that momentum of doing the hard things. And then it becomes normal to us. Like, I remember my therapist, she told me, she said, a body in motion stays in motion. A body at rest stays at rest. I used to tell her, like, I'm struggling to wake up in the morning. Like, I cannot do it. I am so tired. Like, how do people wake up early in the morning all the time? Are they not sleepy? Like, I genuinely don't understand. And then one day I started going to bed earlier, of course, which helps. Like, I'm not going to bed at 3 a.m. and then expecting myself to wake up at, 8 and 7 in the morning. That's unrealistic. So I changed the behavior of going to bed super, super late. And of course, there are times where I still go to bed pretty late, but I still force myself to wake up early if I can so that I'm not ruining my sleeping pattern. Because at that point, you do have to make some sort of sacrifice, if you want to keep that sleeping pattern going. But the point is that resonated with me so deeply when she said that. Because I got into the habit now of when I'm in bed, I'm getting up, I have a morning routine. Okay, my reward system is I spread my bed, I make myself a tea, I watch like a YouTube video. These are things that I do when I get up instead of just waking up aimlessly, what should I do today? Oh, I don't really have much of anything planned. I'm just going to stay on Instagram for the next 2 hours. And then next thing you know, 8 quickly turns to 10 a.m. And then the day is just going by. And in the morning time is where people feel the absolute most motivated. And I can honestly speak for myself too, where it's just like the later it is in the day, it's just less motivating for some reason. I don't know. The energy is different, you know, as it gets later in the day. And also, for me personally, it feels like time is slower in the morning than it is in the day. Of course, that's not true, but that's how it feels to me. It feels like time is so much slower, so I feel like I have so much time to just get so much done. And it's that part of myself that I've added that's added value. I created a morning routine, okay? I conquered one thing that I am super consistent in, which is I work out every day. I'm super consistent with it. I really, you know, cleaned up my eating habits even more to the point where now it's not a hassle of, oh my God, I don't feel like going to the gym. Like it's like, I want to do it. I love to do it. I love to move my body. I like to be active. I've passed that point now and I've been consistent with that. So I'm like, okay, what's the next thing to conquer? My channel, that's the next thing to conquer because I've already proven to myself I can be consistent in another area. So it's like, I can do this too. And so can you. What is one area of your life that you can show up and really prove to yourself, like, I respect myself. I'm going to show up in this area in my life. And I know that I can conquer something else. Okay. Like, I don't think enough of us understand that our mindset is our most underestimated power. Your mindset affects your perspective, affects everything about you, your view, outlook on life, love, relationships, self-worth, everything, you know? And I had to learn for myself that self-doubt is absolutely toxic and it doesn't get you anywhere. It does nothing but hinder your process. Okay? You deserve to live a life that allows you to be authentically you in all forms. That's freedom. Respecting yourself actually creates boundaries for you without you even actually really trying. It's like, okay, if I know that I do this for myself, I know that I take myself out to nice places, I pay for my own car and do all these things, I provide a pretty decent living for myself, why would I allow Joe Schmo to come in here and do next to nothing for me? It's not a thing. It's not going to happen. And this is why it is so important to have that self-respect. I want you to ask yourself today, what can I do that's going to add value to myself today that will make me respect myself even more? Ask yourself that question. Write it down. Put it on your mirror. Make a vision board. Get inspired. Get inspired. Okay? A lot of us, we are not able to express ourselves, you know, creatively. And actually think about these things. And that's what makes children so amazing. The fact that they will be 100% themselves before society tells them to not do this and not do that and not behave like this. They have this imagination and this creativity that's so pure and innocent, where they genuinely have the confidence to be whoever they want to be, without fear of actually being judged. And I think never losing sight of that is so important. Not losing sight of that childlike essence and incorporating that into your adulthood. Okay? So that you can be who it is that you genuinely are meant to be in your life. Okay? And not compromising that for anyone or anything. Okay, to not live in a mediocre, you know, way, not letting life just pass you by, I think that's important, don't you think? It's important to not put up with things that we don't deserve. Be the you that you want someone else to be for you. Be her. And I was thinking about this. We Google a million things. How to do this? Why does this happen? How can I do this? And then it just came to me in my head and I said, it's just a decision. Just decide. Just decide. I'm deciding that I'm going to be productive. I'm making the choice. That's it. I don't need to see and read a million different videos on, watch a million different videos on how to be productive. Like, let me just make the decision. I'm going to do it. That's it. Today, I'm going to decide that I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do it. Action. And do this daily. Don't even get overwhelmed by looking at the, you know, big overall picture and the objective. Just do it. That's it. Action. Do it. You know, that's what I think about when I think about myself, is just do it. Just make that decision and just decide, I'm going to be who I'm meant to be. I'm going to show up for myself because I love myself and I value myself and I don't want to disrespect myself because I don't want other people to disrespect me. I don't like when other people disrespect me. So it's not okay for me to disrespect me. I'm not going to do that anymore. So angels, I hope that this has resonated with you. I hope that it makes sense. And I definitely feel like I was led to talk about this and I really hope that it helps you guys. And this also was extremely therapeutic for myself as well. And if you guys haven't watched my last YouTube video about, you know, I did a Q&A and I did assumptions about me, I strongly, strongly suggest that you guys go watch it right now. I feel like it was super entertaining and it's just nice to have different types of content on my channel that you guys want to see. And of course, if you would like a personal consult with me, you can find me on Wizio, and the links for that are in the description wherever you're watching this, whether that be Apple, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever podcasts are streaming. Or of course, if you just go over to my Instagram, in the highlights, I have where you can find me to get a consult. I have my merch where you can purchase a Quality Queen hoodie or mug. All that stuff, it'll all be on my Instagram. Do not forget, angels, that I love you and God loves you. I will see you guys in the next episode. Mwah.